The initiative would set a $15 an hour minimum wage for hospitality and transportation workers in and around SeaTac Airport. Business groups have raised $250,000 to fight it and have about $100,000 of that left on hand. The big bucks have been coming in from car rental and parking companies, restaurant and lodging associations, and Alaska Airlines. The initiative supporters have raised $330,000 and have about $70,000 left to spend. A lot has come in the form of staff time from labor groups like the Service Employees International Union and the Teamsters. Todd Donovan is a political scientist at Western Washington University.
For labor groups, I mean, it's not just about SeaTac. You're trying to kind of push opinion and get visibility for the issue beyond just there.
The minimum wage fight comes at a time when income inequality is in the news almost daily and fast food workers have been staging walkouts. Donovan says on the flip side, business groups want to quash this so that the idea of higher minimum wage laws doesn't spread elsewhere. No matter what, SeaTac's 11,600 voters are in for a noisy campaign season. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.